إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, I have just returned from a long trip, and when I came back and I slept in my bed, once again the thought came into my mind that you get the best sleep in your own bed with your own pillow. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes, and wherever He takes, He keeps me in great comfort. So, I am not ungrateful for that, but at the same time, there is a happiness in returning home. And this is true for everyone. If you ask somebody, where do you belong? The person will always name his town or his village. He said, I belong to such and such a place. No matter how far away from that place he is living. If you ask somebody who is from Kerala, where are you from? And he has been living in Massachusetts in the United States for 35 years. And if you ask him, where are you from? He will say, I am from Kerala. You have Hyderabadis who are living in America, in the UK, for decades. Some of the elderly ones have been living there for over 50 years. But if you ask him, where are you from? He will say, Hyderabad. And this is true of everyone. You know, people associate themselves with their home. And there is a particular attraction of the home. Everyone always says, I want to go back home, or he has a desire to go back home. Especially people in the Middle East, you live in the Middle East for a long time, and you know that you will not get the citizenship of those countries. And so, all the investments are made back in the hometown, wherever you are from, you know, from India or Pakistan or wherever. So, you send your money back home. And if you are building a house, you build it back home. The reason I am saying this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the same thing with regard to our return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the word return. Yeah? You will return to me. Wa ilayhi turja'un. And to Him is the return. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the return. Now, return is always to a place where you came from. If you have never been to America, you can't say, I'm returning to America. You can say, I'm going to America. But I've never been there, so I can't say, I'm returning to the place. But with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the term return. With regard to Jannatul Firdaus, in Surah Muminun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use the term waris. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hum warisun. Allah said, He mentioned the qualities of the believers, of the mu'mineen. And then He said, they are the inheritors of Jannatul Firdaus. Specifically, the highest level of Jannah. So, the question is that if we are supposed to return, then effectively that is our home. Our home is Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree this for us. But like all homes, if it is really our home, then our focus should be on that. What am I sending back to this home? What are my investments in this home? Am I building my house in this home or not? Or am I leaving this home deserted and desolate, the home of the Akhirah? If somebody lives in the Middle East, and the Middle East is a good example because no matter how long you live there, generally speaking, illa mashallah, no matter how long you live there, you cannot live there permanently. You will never get citizenship. You are not allowed to have any property, freehold, and so on. So, if somebody is living there, and if he is earning money, And if he is spending it all there, you know, going for holidays, this, that, whatever, enjoying himself, you can't own your property, but you can hire. So maybe the person lives in a huge villa for which he is paying a very high rent, he is living very comfortably. But what will you say to that person? You will say that all the money that you are earning, you are spending here, where you are not going to stay. You will never get citizenship of this place. And one day you have to go back to India, you got to go back to whichever country you came from. And there you have not invested anything, you have not built anything. So when you go back, what are you going to do? Here you are living in this big villa, that's nice, very comfortable. And you have got used to living in this big villa. But when you go back to your village, because that's the only place you can go back to, where you came from, what is in that village? What have you kept and what have you built for yourself in this village? That is what you would say to that person. That's why I remind myself and you, this is a question we need to ask ourselves and say, what is it that we are investing for the Akhirah? What is it that we are building in the Akhirah? Because the same logic applies. We will never get the citizenship of this world. Our citizenship is, inshallah, somewhere else. And we are, no matter what you build here, we have to leave it behind. It's not going to go with us. And what will go with us is what we send before we ourselves go. And that is why I think it's a very good idea to take stock and to actually count. The problem with our thinking about the Akhirah is that it's all very philosophical. You know, we believe in it and so on, but it's all philosophy. You know. So, alhamdulillah, even though we believe in it, we don't translate it into actual material facts. And if I ask myself a question, yesterday, how much did I invest in my Akhirah? In terms of money, in terms of ibadat, I don't know whether I can count. Not because it is so much, but because it is so less. So, what did I invest? And that actual counting is very important. You know, it's like the share market. And you say, oh, no, stock market is a fantastic thing and right now the market is booming or right now the market is down. It's a good time to buy stocks and so on. You give all these lectures. Then somebody says, well, how much of it, what did you buy? I said, well, I have not bought anything. But just now you said all these things about how the market is right now, right time to buy and, you know, the market is going to go up very shortly. So if you buy now, you're going to get a big return. But you're saying all of this. But if I ask you a simple question, did you buy any stock? You say, I didn't buy any stock. So all this philosophy about the market, all this knowledge about market dynamics, what good is it? Yeah, you are the world's greatest expert on market dynamics and you can predict absolutely 100% accurately that the market will go up like this and at the peak, this is the return you will get. All of this is there. But if you ask you a very basic simple question, what did you buy? What did you invest? Because end of the day, if I know all this about the share market, then I should buy at least one share in something. No, otherwise, what's the point of all this? And then if I'm not doing that, if I'm not actually buying stock, then this is all philosophy. You know, we're saying, all right, fine, this is what the share market is and so on and so on. Now, may Allah protect us. This is our, generally speaking, this is our situation with the Akhirah. The Akhirah is philosophy. We believe in it. We ask Allah to accept this belief, but that's it. If you say, what have you bought? Bottom line question is this. What have you bought? And if you haven't bought, then all the talk about Jannatul Firdausul A'la and this and the shade of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of this is only talk. All of this is only talk and may Allah protect us, this talk will not help us. End of the day, question is, what have you bought? So we have to buy. Returned home, it's a desire in our hearts, it is something which we have to do, but let us decorate that home, let us invest in that home, so that when we return to that home, it will be a return of happiness for us, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to do something for our akhirah while we can, because the day will come when we will not be able to do anything. And we ask Allah to make us do and to accept and to give us barakah in that. From his mercy, وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله.